الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ما بعد. We continue our studies in the book Kitab al-Tawheed, reading from the chapter Bab من حقق التوحيد دخل الجنة بغير حساب. The chapter The One Who Fulfills the Rights of التوحيد, then he will enter the paradise without any reckoning. The one who fulfills the rights of Tawheed, he will enter the paradise without any reckoning. This is from the great virtue of At-Tawheed and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those believers. Man haqqaqa At-Tawheeda. This is a jumla shartiyya, a conditional sentence. The one who fulfilled the rights of Tawheed, دخل الجنة بغير حساب. This is the promise for the one who fulfilled the rights of Tawheed, that he will enter the paradise without any reckoning. As for the one who did not fulfill that condition, then he does not have the promise to enter paradise without any reckoning. Even if he was a Muslim and he was a person of Tawheed, if he did not actualize that Tawheed and fulfill the rights of a Tawheed, he does not have the promise to enter with the first of those who enter. He does not have the promise to enter without any reckoning. Rather, he has the threat of being cleansed and purified in the hellfire and then entering the paradise after the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من حقق التوحيد دخل الجنة بغير حساب. The one who fulfilled the rights of Tawheed, he will enter paradise without any reckoning, without any reckoning. In our previous class, we discussed So the summarization of the meaning of Tahqiq al-Tawheed, and that there are three issues that the ulama they call awa'iq, al-awa'iq allati tu'uqu al-'abda fi sayrihi ila Allah azza wa jal. Those barriers or those roadblocks, those things that stop and detour a servant on his path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They mentioned there are three things. Who can remind us of those three? And what does it mean, tahqiq al-tawheed? First, it means to be free from these three things. You can remind us of them. Tahqiq al-tawheed, to fulfill the rights of tawheed. Shirk, the first one, first and foremost, no doubt. Naam. Before that, Bid'ah. Bid'ah is min al-ma'asi, but the bid'ah is a shad. It's more severe. Naam. So in this manner, or in this order, a shirk. First, they have to be the one who fulfilled the rights of tawheed is the one who has freed his tawheed entirely. And he has purified and cleansed his tawheed and his iman from shirk. From both types. From both types. Major and minor shirk. Major and minor shirk. And then likewise from innovation. From bid'ah. The innovation in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, the newly invented affairs. And then likewise, the last one, al-dhunub wal-ma'asi, sins and actions of disobedience, sins and actions of disobedience. So this is what it means, tahqiqu al-tawheed, tahqiqu al-tawheed. The brothers who, with the pen, let's write this. This is the definition, tahqiqu al-tawheed. تخليصه وتصفيته من شوائب الشرك. تخليصه, those who don't have a pen, you write it in your heart. تخليصه, and you memorize it. تخليصه وتصفيته من شوائب الشرك والبدع والمعاصي. تخليصه من خلصه, إنسان يخلص توحيده, he will free it. He will free it from shirk. Whatever shirk is attached to it, whatever innovations is attached to it, he frees it. He sets his tawheed free from these things, from shirk, from having the heart attached to other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Naam, either major shirk or likewise minor shirk, from showing off and hoping for the reward from the people, instead of Allah Azza wa Jal, hoping for the praise of the people or hoping for status or rank by the deeds of the hereafter. All of this, he would free. He would set his tawheed free from this. He would free his tawheed from this. Naam, no strings attached in his acts of worship to anything other than Allah Azza wa Jal. To anything other than Allah Azza wa Takhleesuhu. Naam, likewise, Takhleesuhu min al-bid'ah, that he would free his worship likewise from innovation. Naam, Takhleesuhu min al-bid'ah, from all types of bid'ah, whether it's with the creed and the belief. Naam, some people have bid'ah in their creed and their belief, or whether it's a bid'ah that's from the statement or from the actions. Naam, in the worship, whether it's from the adhkar or whether it's from the mode, the means of worship or the type of worship or the way of worship, all of this, takhleesuhu min al-bid'ah, from all the different types, freeing likewise his tawheed from innovation. Naam, his tawheed from innovation. Wa also takhleesuhu, naam, wa tasfiyatuhu min al-ma'asi, min al-ma'asi. So then we see takhleesuhu means to free it, wa tasfiyatuhu means to purify it, to cleanse it. And at-tasfiyah. Min ayy fi'l? From which verb? Abdullah. Safa. Huh? Safa, aywa, sarif.
Safa yusaffi.
Tasfiyatan. Ahsan. Allahumma barik. Safa yusaffi, safi. Tasfiyatan. At-tasfiyah, at-tanzif. Yani to purify it, to cleanse it, to remove any defect from it, any impurity from it, anything that would taint it, to remove it. Like this. This is what the meaning is. The ulama, they have mentioned this. تَخْلِيصُهُ وَتَصْفِيَتُهُ مِنْ شَوَائِبِ الشِّرْكِ وَالْبِدْعَ وَالْمَعَاسِ. شوائب is the plural of شَائِبَ. شَائِبَ is like a defect or something that would taint it or stain it. Naam, something that would taint it or stain it. We've seen before that the one who has the statement La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it has a great value and a great weight, but it can become tainted, it can become stained, it can become deficient, it can have weakness enter into it. Naam, and if that's the case, then the reward of that statement becomes likewise tainted and weak and deficient. Naam, and the value of that statement likewise becomes tainted and weak and deficient, along with the shawaib is the plural of sha'iba. What does it mean? Something that would stain it, or a defect, or a defect that's found in it, or an error or deficiency. Naam, so then a person, how does he have tahqiq al-tawheed? Takhleesuhu wa tasfiyatuhu min shawaibi الشركي والبدعي والمعاصي. Three things. Naam. This is a review from last week, but this is very important. We want to memorize this and learn this and strive against our souls to apply this, so that we can be from those people who have actualized and fulfilled the rights of التوحيد. Naam. تخليصه وتصفيته من شوائب الشرك. How can one free and purify his توحيد from the defects and the impurities and those things that taint the tawheed by way of shirk? And how does he free his tawheed from shirk? Binaw'ayhi. Akbar wal Asghar. Both types. How does that happen? First, this is what we have to do. Tahqiq tawheed, takhlisuhu. كيف أخلص توحيدي من الشرك من شوائب الشرك. How do I free وأصفي توحيدي من شوائب الشرك. How do I free and purify, cleanse my توحيد from shirk? بالإخلاص. نعم بالإخلاص. With sincerity. By making all of the acts of worship sincerely, entirely, purity for Allah. By purifying my intention. How about purifying my intention? Then the servant, he must purify his intention. He must strive that if he is standing to perform, or he is intending to perform a deed that is an act of worship, whether it is speech or whether it is action, whether it is both of them, reciting the Quran, whether it is standing in salat, whether it is giving charity, whether it is seeking knowledge, whether it is memorizing hadith, whatever the case may be, if it's an established act of worship in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, a believer, he must strive to purify his intention. He must strive to purify his intention from all aspects of shirk. From the major shirk and from the minor shirk. From the major shirk and from the minor shirk. Naam, from all aspects of shirk. So that his heart is attached to Allah Azza wa Jal with this worship. That he wants the reward from Allah alone. That he wants the rank and status from Allah alone. He wants the pleasure from Allah alone. If something comes by way of this, or similar to this, from the creation, then this is ajilu bushra mu'min. But it's not his qasd. It's not his intention. If somebody praised him, or if he happened to gain some rank in the dunya, alhamdulillah, this is from the glad tidings that come from Allah Azza wa Jal in this life, before the hereafter. But that's not his intention. That's not his aim, and that's not his goal. Rather, his aim and his goal is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. تَخْلِيصُهُ وَتَصْفِيَتُهُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ أَيْ بِنَوْعَيْهِ. نعم. Because why? الشرك. What does shirk do? الشرك الأكبر ينافي التوحيد من أصله. وَيَنْقُضُهُ. That it invalidates tawheed from the origin. The one that brings shirk. نعم. فَإِنَّ الشِّرْكِ إِذَا خَرَطَ التَّوْحِيدِ أَفْسَدَهُ وَأَحْبَطَ الْعَمَلِ وَصَارَ صَاحِبُهُ فِي النَّارِ. Now, the one who mixes his tawheed or his deeds with shirk, if the shirk mixes into the deeds, what does it do? It corrupts those deeds and it wipes them out. And that person, he will be from those who are in the hellfire. This is the case. So then tawheed, it has to be free and purified from shirk al-akbar entirely, because shirk akbar, it wipes out tawheed. It invalidates tawheed from the very origin. Now, from the very origin. As for shirk al-asgar, then yunafi kamal al-tawheed. It negates the completion of tawheed and the perfection of tawheed. The one who has tawheed, but then he commits shirk al-asgar, he still has tawheed. It didn't wipe the tawheed out entirely, but it's taking out the completion of tawheed. It's negating and invalidating a portion of that tawheed. Now, to where it becomes incomplete. Likewise, al-bid'ah, innovations. What do? Hiya qadihatun fi al-tawheed. They also qadihah, they also cause deficiency to tawheed. And they the innovations, they bring a deficiency and they put a defect in the tawheed, weakening the tawheed. And the ma'asi likewise, hiya munaqisatun lit-tawheed, also li-thawab al-tawheed. The sins, they lessen and they weaken the reward of tawheed. The reward of tawheed and the value of tawheed. So a person, if he has sins, this is weakening his tawheed and the reward of his tawheed and the weight of his statement, La ilaha illallah. And the more the sins increase, the weaker that tawheed becomes and the weaker that reward becomes. Even if he still has that statement standing, alhamdulillah, from the origin he's still a Muslim, but that value and that weight of that statement will decrease and decrease and decrease. It will decrease and decrease and decrease. So a believer, he will strive against his soul for these three things. So to be free of these three things, to be far away from these three things. Now that he will strive to be free from shirk entirely and its people, in completion of his deen, in completion of his tawheed. Like, so we see how this we see that. يعني كيف نتخلص أو نخلص توحيدنا ونصفي توحيدنا من الشرك. By how do we free our tawheed from shirk? And how do we purify and cleanse our tawheed from shirk? By striving against the soul to perfect the niyyah, to have ikhlas, to purify the intention. To purify the intention. To purify the intention. Now, طيب كيف يخلص العبد توحيده من البدع? By learning, sah, we have for all of the, this is all proof for learning. Naham, ahsant. But the specific learning here, the sunnah, by following the sunnah. The one, how does one free his tawheed from bid'ah? By striving to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It requires to learn likewise. Naham, to learn the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to follow it, to follow it. To follow it, to strive to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all aspects. In this manner, he can purify his tawheed and he can cleanse his tawheed and he can set his tawheed free from innovation. So these two here, this is by actualizing the statement La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Naam, the kalimat al-tawheed. Naam, by making the deeds sincerely for Allah alone and in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, then the third issue, in order to actualize and to fulfill the rights of Tawheed, it doesn't stop there. That's not sufficient for the completion of Tawheed, but rather there's a third issue. And this is also تَخْلِيصُهُ وَتَصْفِيَتُهُ مِنَ الْمَعَاصِي. مِنَ الْمَعَاصِي, to free it and to cleanse the Tawheed, to purify the Iman from sins, from transgression, from actions of disobedience. How is that? How would one do this? How can a believer purify his tawheed and cleanse his iman and free his tawheed from disobedience? At-taqwa. Staying in the hudud. Naam. Wa-tawba al-nasuh. All of this is correct. And all of this occurs from striving. Al-mujahadatun nafs. Huh? Ala ta'atillahi azwajal, to strive against the soul, to strive against one's soul. Because one's soul, sometimes he wants to look. Sometimes the soul, it wants to taste. Sometimes the soul wants to touch. Sometimes the soul, there's money there, but it's not permissible, but the soul wants to take it. And then maybe his desires will call him to it. Maybe shaitan will call him to it. Maybe the shaitan from the people will call him to it, like this. So what does he have to do? Fear Allah azwajal. In his heart, and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his promise and his threat, and strive against his soul to leave that for his sake. Strive against his soul to leave that for his sake. That's the reality of a taqwa. That's the reality of a taqwa. Staying in those limits. Staying in those limits. Keeping the feet on the straight path. But this requires striving against the soul. The ulama, they call it mujahadatun nafs. Jihadun nafs. Striving against the soul. Striving against the soul. So a believer in this manner, he can free himself and he can free his tawheed and his iman and purify it and clean it and fulfill its rights. And fulfill its rights. So who can repeat it again? What's the meaning? ما معنى تحقيق التوحيد؟ ما معنى تحقيق التوحيد؟ What's the meaning of تحقيق التوحيد؟ أحسنت. اللهم بارك. من يعيد؟ Who can repeat it? والمعاصي تخليصه وتصفيته من شوائب الشرك والبدع والمعاصي. نعم. American brothers, another American brother. In English. تخليصه. نعم.
وتصفيته.
من البدعي. نعم. جد البرو
من البدعي.
والمعاصي. أحسنت جزاك الله خيرا. نعم. أحسنت. Very good, very good. To free one's tawheed and to purify it from shirk and from innovation and from sins and from sins. Now from shirk and from innovation and from sins. This is clear. Alhamdulillah. ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب. من يعمل سوء يجزى به. نعم. That whoever does evil, he's gonna be recompensed from that. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned that about going into the paradise, not by your false hopes, and not by the false hopes of the people of the books. People say, I want to go to paradise. And who doesn't say that? Alhamdulillah. Any sound person would say that. Naam, that's the case. And a believer, he says that. But the difference between the one who has the fulfilled the rights of his tawheed is that that statement, it produces fruits. That statement on his tongue has deep roots in his heart. Has deep roots in his heart until it produces fruits on his hands and his feet. And fruits in his eyes and his speech, and the fruits of the righteous and pious actions, the actions that are good and the actions that are correct and the actions that are pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, and likewise the speech. I want to go to paradise, then a person, he has to get on the path to paradise. Naam, and that is by tahqiq al-tawheed. Tahqiq al-tawheed. This is the way to paradise. طيب, the author, he mentioned after that, من حقق التوحيد دخل الجنة بغير حساب وقول الله تعالى إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين. And the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Most High, verily Ibrahim, he was a ummah, qanitan lillah, devoted to Allah Azza wa Jal, hanifan, وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and he was not from the polytheists. This verse here, this noble verse, the author, he mentioned this verse as a proof for the title of the chapter. What is the title of the chapter? Huh? Whoever fulfills the rites of Tawheed, then he will enter paradise without any reckoning. طيب, what is the relationship here? Verily Ibrahim, he was a ummah, and he was devoted to Allah Azza wa Jal, hanifan, and he was not from the polytheists. What is the author trying to tell us here? And this is his proof. Whoever enters paradise, whoever fulfills the rites of Tawheed, he enters paradise without any reckoning. And the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, verily Ibrahim, he was a ummah, to the end of the verse.
He didn't commit shirk. And he didn't do any bid'ah, I guess.
Where is that at? All of these three things are found in the verse. We can find it in the verse. The author is has dhaka, jiddin. He's very intelligent and clever in his understanding, and also in the way that he authored this book. Very, very sharp-minded and putting the proofs here in this manner like this. He's telling us, remember that if you want to know what is the reality of fulfilling the rites of Tawheed, you have to look at those people who have done that previously. Look at those righteous and noble prophets and messengers that have preceded, those righteous companions of the Prophet that has preceded. Look at them and look in their biographies and look at their attributes, and you will find the application of taqiq al-tawheed. For example, you will find in Ibrahim the first and the best example, or from the most the best examples, nam, of those who fulfilled the rites of tawheed. In Ibrahim kana ummatan, we seen in our last class, like again this is a review, but I hope that this, we want to make this firm in our hearts, we want to learn this and go over it in a good manner. Nam al-murur al-itqan, murur al-itqan, yani we're going to go over it in the best way, inshallah. In Ibrahim kana ummah. Ma mana ummah in the verse? Huh? Verily Ibrahim, he was a ummah. What does ummah mean?
He was a nation.
A nation. Allahu Akbar. Ummah is a nation. That's one of the meanings. Sah, a whole nation. I'm a whole nation. So he was a whole nation, or he's one person?
He was a whole nation.
Sah. Nah, but the meaning that he was a ummah, that he was an imam, yuqtada bihi fil khair, that he was an imam and he was a qudwa, he was an example to be followed in goodness. And even in his time, whenever he was calling his people alayhi salatu wassalam, no one responded to him. He called his people and none of them responded to him. So he is the believer, and he is the one who is actualizing tawheed, and he is the one who is fulfilling the rites of tawheed, and he is the one who is devoted to Allah Azza wa Jal alone, and all of his people are against him. And all of his people are against him. No companion and no helper. Naam, from the people. Rather, all of his people were against him. So he was the ummah. He was the ummah, standing with the rites of tawheed and calling to tawheed with sincerity, with ikhlas, with the pure intention, following the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Naam. So he was an ummah to be followed. And it suffices to know from his virtue is that Allah Azza wa Jal, he commanded his prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow him. ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Then we reveal to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow the way of Ibrahim. Now it was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he must follow and اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Now to follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. So he was an ummah. He was an ummah, meaning he was a leader in khair, and he was a leader in goodness, and he was followed, and he was a role model, and a role model to be followed. And that's very important for a student of knowledge particularly, and for a Muslim in general, that he will remember that he's following Ibrahim alayhi salam, and that in that following of Ibrahim himself, likewise, he's a qudwa, and the people will look at him And if he is in the street dealing in haram, and then people are going to relate that to Islam. Many of the people here, they don't know any. The only thing they know about Muslims is you or me, from our relationship with them at school or at work. So if they see the manners that you deal with them, they're going to relate that to Islam. All they know from Islam is what they see from the Muslims that they know, and what they see from the TV and the radio. So if they see one thing from the TV and the radio, but then whenever they deal with you, your neighbors, for example, and they see that you're kind to them, and you see that you are nice to them, and you see that you're not crazy like it's portrayed like this, and that you have good dealings with them, and that you have good conduct with them, and the likes like this, and that, but at the same time, you don't transgress limits. So if you're at work and the people at work are looking at haram, you're not looking at haram with them. Or if you're at school and the people are talking about haram, you don't talk about haram with them. Whenever they talk about halal or something permissible, you smile at them and you show them good manners. But whenever they delve into something impermissible, you leave them. They'll notice this. They'll recognize this. They'll say, this person's different. This person's different. Right? He said, okay, he's a Muslim. Muslims don't do these things. Muslims don't do these things. So that means that a believer in general and a student of knowledge, particularly a person of the Quran, a person of the Sunnah who's striving to hold fast, he's a qudwa. So you have to be cautious about that, because this could be something that could be very, very, very beneficial for you to be a qudwa in khayr, and people would follow you in the good. But likewise, for those people who are not are aware of that, and maybe they are not striving themselves, they could be a qudwa in shar. Or there will be a means for somebody to say, look, the Muslims, they're no different from us. They have girlfriends, we have girlfriends. Like if the Muslims are going through school with girlfriends, na'udhu billah. Or the Muslims, he's selling alcohol. So the Christians, they say, they're no different from us. They got alcohol in their stores like we do. That's what they'll think like this. They'll speak like this. Na'udhu billah. That we would be a reason for that. So a believer, he will fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he will fear that he would be a qudwa, sayyi'ah. Rather, he will follow Ibrahim. ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَتَّبِعِ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. نعم, that إبراهيم كان أمةً, يعني إماماً في الخير. So a Muslim يكون إماماً في الخير. يحاول أن يكون إماماً في الخير, لا في شر. That he would try to be an imam, a Muslim. Every Muslim, he would try to be a leader in goodness in his home first and foremost. In his work and in his job, the places that he frequents most of the time. نعم, before everything in his house. In his house, in his speech, and in his manners, the way he deals with his children, the way he deals with his wife, and the likes like this. He will try to be an imam for them in khayr, being patient with them and dealing with them in the best manner. In Ibrahim kana ummah. Naam, this is what a believer, he will try to be an ummah. This is the example that we have. We want to be from those who have fulfilled the rites of tawheed. This is what the author is telling us. Look at Ibrahim. Follow him. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan. باب من حقق التوحيد دخل الجنة بغير حساب وقول الله تعالى إن إبراهيم كان أمة. الله أكبر, الله أكبر. كان أمة فيش في ماذا؟ كان قانتا لله. What does it mean قانتا لله؟ أي القنود دوام الطاعة. He's always obeying Allah عز وجل, performing the commandments of Allah سبحانه وتعالى constantly. قانت, the person who's قانت, this is the one who is continuously obedient. Naam, the one who obeys Allah this time, and then after Dhuhr he disobeys Allah, or he obeys Allah with the Muslims, but whenever he hangs out with the disbelievers at work, he disobeys Allah. Or whenever he deals transactions with the Muslims, he does it permissible, but whenever the Muslims are gone, he deals transactions that are impermissible with the disbelievers. Like this person, he's not qanit. He's not ma yudimu ta'a. You have to, in order to be qanit, you have to be continuously devoted to Allah Azza wa Jalla in obedience, consecutively, back to back, every day, striving. Nobody's perfect. That doesn't mean that he's going to be an angel. La, like this, he doesn't have sin, but he's striving. He's continuously striving against the soul to be obedient. This is Ibrahim. Kana qanitan lillah. He was devoted to Him in obedience. In this way, he's free. He's freeing from actions of disobedience, because he's obedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla all the time. Dawam al-ta'ah, kana qanitan, devoted to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in actions of obedience all the time, constantly. Naam, hanifan. Ma mana hanifan? The ulama, they mentioned that al-hanif, it has two meanings. They both have the same meaning. Yani there's two definitions they mentioned. They return to the basically the same meaning. يعني الحنف أولا الميل, to lean away, Nam, to lean away. This is what hanif means, to lean away from something. But they say al-hanif al-ma'il il-tawheedi qasdan ani shirk. Qasdan, that he was the one who he turned, like shirk is here, he turns away from it to tawheed. Intentionally. Shirk is here or shirk is there, or wherever shirk is, he turns away. He leans away from it to tawheed. Intentionally, with his intention. His intention is to go to tawheed. Wherever tawheed is, this is where he's going. If shirk is there, he turns away from it. He turns away from it. Ma'il. Yukunu ma'ilan an shirk. إلى التوحيد قصدًا نعم. This is the meaning of al-hanif. The other meaning the ulama they mentioned, al-muqbilu ala Allah al-mu'ridu an ma siwa. Al-muqbilu ala Allah azza wa jalla al-mu'ridu an ma siwa. The one that who was muqbil, al-muqbil is the one who is devoted. All of his attention is to Allah azza wa jalla. He's devoted to Allah azza wa jalla. He's directing himself entirely, his heart and his intention, his mind, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen, muqbil ala Allah azza wa jal, mu'rid amma siwa, turning away from everything besides him. The one who's devoted to Allah azza wa jal with his intention and with his desire and his hope and his devotion and turning entirely away from everything other than Allah azza wa jal, this one is considered hanif. Allahumma ja'alna min al-hunafa. We want to be a believer, he wants to be hanif. يتبع الدين الحنيف. نعم, the deen that's حنيف. الحنيفية. الحنيفية. ملة إبراهيم حنيفة. نعم, the pure way. The way of Tawheed. The way of sincere Islamic monotheism. نعم, so he was حنيف. But also the word, so the one he's leaning away from shirk, مقبل على الله عز وجل معرض عما سوى, meaning he's devoted to Allah. So he leaves off shirk in every aspect of باطل. Every aspect of falsehood, all sins, he's hanif. Shirk is here. We know, we seen previously that from shirk, that shirk, it has an asl. Kufr, it has an asl, then it has furu'. Likewise, kufr has furu'. It has branches. So there's the asl of shirk, which is major shirk, and then from that there are branches that come off from the shirk, and some of these branches are lesser than major shirk. They're minor shirk. And where do sins come from? And where does actions and disobedience come from? They go back to this. They go back to this. That's why the ulama, they mentioned that there is shirk duna shirk. And there's kufr duna kufr. And that's why there are some actions that are not considered shirk or disbelief that take one from the deen. But the Prophet ﷺ, he has described them as shirk. Or he has described them as kufr. Or Allah in the book has described them as shirk. Or has described them as kufr. Naam? Man halafa bi ghayri Allahi faqad ashrak. Naam? For example. Or qital al-muslim kufr. Naam? Qital al-muslim kufr. The Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned that fighting a Muslim is disbelief. But fighting a Muslim doesn't take one out of Islam. But it's been described as disbelief because it's derived, it's coming from following desires and obeying shaitan and disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. So the one who frees himself from shirk, and he from all aspects of shirk, staying away from actions of disobedience, hanifan. This is Ibrahim, the example. Naam, uswatun hasana. Kana hanifan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Turning away from shirk and devoting himself to Allah Azza wa Jal, leaving off all aspects of innovation, leaving on off all aspects of disobedience. This is the case here. Walam yakub min al mushrikeen. And he was not from the polytheists. So Ibrahim, he was somebody who purified his tawheed. And he freed his iman from shirk. Naam, and he was not from those polytheists. And he turned away from his people whenever they were like that. And he was devoted to Allah Azza wa Jal in actions of obedience constantly. And he was hanif, and he was turning away from every sin and every action of transgression and disobedience. Naam, and every act of innovation. This is the example of a believer. This is the example that a believer has. He wants to follow the way of Ibrahim. Naam, because that's the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he was commanded first to follow Ibrahim. Naam, the Prophet Muhammad was commanded sallallahu alaihi wasallam to follow Ibrahim. So we follow the way of Ibrahim. We follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A Muslim, he follows the way of the Anbiya. Naam, and his role model. Naam, is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his qudwa. And likewise, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Thank you. Imam al-Sidi rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned about this tahqiq al-tawheed. He said, فَمَنْ حَقَقَ تَوْحِيدَهُ, the one who fulfilled the rights of his tawheed. He's going to mention, and I summarized some benefits, how that will be. He says, بِيَنْ اِمْتَلَأَ قَلْبُهُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْتَوْحِيدِ وَالْإِخْلَاصِ وَصَدَقَتْهُ الْأَعْمَالُ بِأَنْ إِنْقَادَتْ لِأَوَامِرِ اللَّهِ طَائِئَةً طَائِعَةً مُنِيبَةً مُخْبِتَةً إِلَى اللَّهِ. He says, the one who, فَمَنْ حَقَقَ تَوْحِيدَهُ, the one who actualized his tawheed, or he fulfilled the rights of his tawheed, this is by, بِأَنْ اِمْتَلَأَ قَلْبُهُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ, that his heart has been full of iman. His heart is full of iman. Full. اِمْتَلَأَ قَلْبُهُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. There's no shirk there. There's no doubt there. There's no disbelief there. Then his heart is full of iman, the light of iman. Allahumma nawwir qulubana bil iman. Man, and he says, intala qalbuhu min al iman wal tawheed wal ikhlas, that his heart is full of iman, is full of faith. His heart is full of tawheed, monotheism. Nah, the love of what Allah loves, the love of whom Allah loves, the hate of everything that Allah dislikes. Tawheed. Naam. What ikhlas, sincerity and purity and intention. وَصَدَقَتْهُ الْأَعْمَالِ بِأَنِ الْإِنْقَادَتْ لِأَوَامِرِ اللَّهِ طَائِئَةً مُنِيبَةً مُخْبِتَةً إِلَى اللَّهِ. And that his actions, they testify to that. Not only that his heart is full of iman, somebody could say that my heart's full of iman. That's easy to say. I love Allah Azza wa Jal. That's easy to say. I love the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's easy to say. Huh? On the tongue. Nah, but he says that's the case. His heart is like this. His tongue speaks about this. His heart is full of this, into the fact that his actions testify to the truthfulness of that. Sadaqatu ani tawhidahu. Sadaqatu al-aman. That his deeds, they testify to the truthfulness of that. So he says it. It's in his heart. That's what he claims. The proof for that is where? And his actions. In his actions. In his actions. In his actions. How will that be? He says, بِأَنْ إِنْقَادَتْ لِأَوَامِرِ اللَّهِ, that his actions, they have complied to the commands of Allah. In obedience, in devotion and repentance to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَمْ يَجْرَحْ ذَلِكَ بِالْإِسْرَاءِ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْمَعَاسِي. And he did not harm that with anything from persistence upon sins. Now, he mentioned these things here. His heart is full of iman, tawheed and ikhlas. His actions of his body parts, they testify to the truthfulness of that. How? By complying to the commandments of Allah. By complying to the commandments of Allah in obedience and with devotion and repentance and with being humble and submissive to Allah Azza wa Jal. And he did not harm that. لَمْ يَجْرَحْ ذَلِكَ. What is a jarh? A jarh is when, like, for like this, somebody slice, get a wound. He didn't wound his tawheed. And man jarha dhalika, he didn't harm his tawheed. He didn't bring a deficiency into his tawheed. Naam, by being persistent upon sins. By being persistent upon sins. He said, فَهَذَا الَّذِي يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. This is the one who enters paradise without any reckoning. This is the one who enters paradise without any reckoning. He has the tawheed, he has the ikhlas, it's in his heart, his heart is full of it, to the fact that his body parts testify to the truthfulness of that, and he did not harm that. He did not bring deficiency to that. He did not weaken that by being persistent upon sins. By being persistent upon sins. وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَأَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. It doesn't mean that they don't have sins, but they did not persist upon sins. They did not persist upon sins. If they fall into sin, they hasten to repent. If they fall into sin, they hasten to repent. Naam, these are the muhsinun. The muhsinun is not perfect. But if he sins, he repents quickly. He repents quickly. If he looks after that, he feels bad. If he says it, after that he feels bad. After that, maybe he says something with his companion. Then whenever he is by himself, he's thinking, he remembers, oh man, that was not even right. I should have never said that. Astaghfirullah. And he has repentance in his heart. This is the way. This is the way. So he says, this person like this, he will enter paradise without any reckoning. He will enter paradise without any reckoning. نعم ويكون من السابقين إلى دخولها نعم وإلى تبوء المنازل منها. That this person right here, he will be those who enter paradise without any reckoning, and he will be from the first and foremost to enter it. He'll be from the first and foremost to enter it, and from the first and foremost to take up their homes and their residence therein. And then he mentioned the description of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he was qanit and that he was devoted to Allah azza wa jal. وَمِنْ أَخَصِ مَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى تَحْقِيقِهِ كَمَالُ الْقُنُوتِ لِلَّهِ وَقُوَّةُ التَّوَكُّلِ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِحَيْثُ لَا يَلْتَفِتُ الْقَلْبُ إِلَى الْمَخْلُوقِينَ فِي شَأْنٍ مِنَ الشُّؤُونِ فِي شَأْنٍ مِنْ شُؤُونِهِ. Now he says, this is an important point. He said, وَمِنْ أَخَصِ مَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى تَحْقِيقِهِ أي توحيدي. And from the most specific things that indicate the fulfillment of the rights of Tawheed. And it's somebody, this is the most specific aspect of fulfilling the rights of Tawheed. كَمَارُ الْقُنُوتِ لِلَّهِ وَقُوَّةُ التَّوَكُّلِ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Now, he said that he would have a complete devotion to Allah. And that he would have very strong reliance and trust in Allah. Now, he would have his heart is attached to Allah. He has reliance and trust in Allah. Even if some things in the dunya, he's tried in the dunya, his heart is not shaken. From the people, من يعبد الله على حرف. Some people, they worship Allah on the line, or on the, like this, what you say, on the fence. Like, oh, if it's good for him, he's on this side. If not, he's on that side. Like this, that. Whatever, even if he's tried by a trial, the person, his heart is attached to Allah. He knows it's from the decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he'll be patient. If some good comes to him, he knows that it's a blessing from Allah, so he shows thanks. Now, this is the way of the believer. This is from the most specific signs that he is devoted to Allah Azza wa Jalla constantly. That he is devoted to Allah Azza wa Jalla constantly, and that he has strong tawakkul, trust and reliance. Now, that trust and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jalla. What does he say? How does that mean? He says again here, bihaythu. And this means, what does it mean to have have complete devotion and strong tawakkul and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal? He says, بِحَيْثُ لَا يَلْتَفِتُ الْقَلْبُ إِلَى الْمَخْلُوقِينَ فِي شَأْنٍ مِنْ شُؤُونِهِ. And to the extent that his heart does not turn to the creatures, to the people, from any of his affairs. إِلْتَفَتَ is like this, يعني نَظَرَ يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا حَرَّكَ رَأْسَهُ نَظْرًا يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا هكذا. أَنَا أَلْتَفِتُ هكذا. هذا اسمه الالتفات. نعم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned about الالتفات في الصلاة, اختلاس من الشيطان. Now التفات في الصلاة, and looking left and right in the salat is a اختلاس. اختلاس is when somebody takes something from you and you're not looking. You're not looking. It's like he ripped it off from you. He stole it from you when you're not aware. اختلسه منك. Like this. This is اختلاس from شيطان. The one who is looking around in salat, شيطان is taking from his salat. Like this, taking that reward. Nam, but it's not simply limited to the eyes. Rather, the heart has iltifat also. And that's what he's referring to here. The iltifat. Some people, maybe their eyes are not moving left and right in salat. But his heart is far, looking way far away from Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's even worse. And that's even worse. Nam, that the heart would be looking towards other than Allah Azza wa Jal. That He's worshiping Allah, and his heart is looking to that person, or to this person, or to the imam, or to the teacher, or to this woman, or that woman, or he wants this reward, or that reward, or this status. Or like this, that his heart, this is the case. He says, but the one who has this tahqiq al-tawheed, بِحَيْثُ لَا يَلْفِتُ الْقَلْبُ إِلَى الْمَخْلُوقِينَ فِي شَأْءٍ مِنْ شُؤُونِهِ. That his heart does not look to the people for any of his affairs. For any of his affairs. For any of his affairs. His heart is attached to Allah. What he gets, if it comes from the people, it's from Allah. Whatever is harm is from the people, is from Allah. The only way he can protect it from the harm of the people is if Allah protects him. He knows this. So he doesn't look to the people for protection. He looks to Allah for protection. And he takes the means. And he takes the means. But his trust, his heart is in Allah Azza wa Jal. His faith and his reliance is on Allah Azza wa Jal. He doesn't look to the people from anything from the benefit. He doesn't hope for the people from anything from the benefit. Rather, he hopes from Allah Azza wa Jal, and then he takes the legislative means. He hopes in Allah Azza wa Jal, he relies on Allah Azza wa Jal, and then he takes the legislative means. And then he takes the legislative means. He says, لا يستشرف إليهم بقلبه. He doesn't turn to them, looking to them or hoping in them with his heart. ولا يسألهم بلسان مقاله أو حاله. And he does not ask them with his tongue or in his condition. The one who is making dua, he makes the calling on Allah with the tongue, dua mas'ala. Then there's also dua ibadah. The one who is hoping for the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. So this person, he is not hoping for the reward from the people. He doesn't ask the people with his tongue, and he doesn't ask them with his condition, his state. Like for example, that person, whenever you're at the stoplight, sometimes somebody will come up and they'll start washing the window real fast. He's not telling you, give me some money with his tongue. But what is he saying with his actions? With his state and his condition? He's doing charity? He's saying, give me money. I want money. What is his heart wanting from you? Money. So he's not talking to you with his tongue. بِلِسَانِ مَقَالِهِ He's talking with بِلِسَانِ حَالِهِ So this is how the worship must be. Worshipping Allah. He's hoping for Allah with his salat, for example. He's not hoping for his heart is not hoping for the people to see him, for the people to praise him, for the people to say, MashaAllah, beautiful recitation. Allahumma barik, memorized so much. He's not hoping for that. His heart is not looking for that reward from them. His heart is looking for the reward from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So he is not any attached to the people, and he's not asking them with his tongue, and he's not asking them with his state, and his state of being. Now, meaning he's devoted to Allah Azza wa Jalla. بل يكون ظاهره وباطنه وأقواله وأفعاله وحبه وبغضه وجميع أحواله كلها مقصودا بها وجه الله متبعا فيها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Rather, all of his affairs, outwardly and inwardly, and his love and his speech and his actions and his love and his hate, all of his affairs, they will be intended by way of them the face of Allah Azza wa Jal. The face of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the meaning of tahqiq al-tawheed. The meaning of tahqiq al-tawheed. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.